African-American community to all African people in the world, actually, that for some reason folks feel like they can just show it and justify it on its technical or cinematic merits, if there are any. And that would be the justification for heaping insult upon insult upon African people in this country. And in spite of the fact that from the inception of this film, there have been protests, historic protests, many organizations, many black organizations, including the NAACP, WEB Du Bois, you're right, sister, many organizations, any people who care about forging some kind of unity, unity for social justice, were very insulted by this movie. And let me finish first, and then can I finish my statement first, brother, and then we can talk about it after that. So, oh well, I'm sorry, brother. I've been interrupted for 400 years, so you know, hey, okay. So anyway, it's always hard for African people to get a word out sometimes, isn't it? But from the inception of this movie, it's been a firestorm protest, approving people like W.E.B. Du Bois and others, who are not only concerned about the content of the movie, but amongst the safety of the African people that are going to be portrayed in this movie. We're living in a country which has the Justice Department said has the most hate crimes are conducted against African people in this country. We're number one in receiving the hate crimes. And so why would you start a movie like this, especially for the fact that nationwide police brutality against black people is on the rise, and many organizations, many black organizations, many human rights organizations have said that this police brutality and things are because of there are a lot of white supremacist Aryan Nation hate groups that are within these police departments. So any movie that encourages the membership and the building of the Klan or any groups like the Klan is very dangerous. And for people who would say this is a free speech issue, well, the Constitution, if you want to stay within the established laws of this country, the Constitution even frowns upon speech that endangers the lives of people. Now, does this film endanger the lives of black people in this country? Well, in 1915, when this movie came out, the membership in the Klan boosted by leaps and bounds. And like the boost in the Klan membership, also did the violence and the killing of black people. So yes, this is a danger to our community. And yes, we in our community have a right to say that this should not be shown in public for the safety of our lives, for the safety of our children's lives. And that's not the only factor. The other factor is if something is so offensive, well, I already addressed freedom of speech. If something is so offensive and so insulting to a people, it shouldn't be shown. And people, especially to oppressed people, and oppressed people have the right to determine what is insulting and what is offensive to them. So now, I believe there was a sister here from Stephanie Evans, Dr. Stephanie Evans. I'd like to say a few words. After we have some folks speak, brother, you're going to have to wait your turn. You know, I know you're used to getting first in line all the time, but...
The only thing I want to say is that the owner closed the screening down. We did not. So for those people who have an issue with it not being seen tonight, you have to talk to the owner. We had absolutely nothing to do with his decision to shut it down.